Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello everyone, welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters of FancyPantsGangsters.com. Like that?
Never again.
Never again? Well, we're running out of opportunities.
Yeah, luckily here. He won't have too many opportunities to do that.
I think next week we should go a six-part harmony. We should figure out some sort of...
You do not want me attempting that.
Well, you know, you can just hit the low notes. You'll hit the Tom Waits
to
notes.
The panel van.
To the panel? What? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right. That's Ian right there.
How's it going?
Good, good. Michael's here as well.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going to make you put that away.
So
I was going to try to pull up the news.
Story. Oh, is that what you're going to do?
The news. He's pulling up the news.
He's pulling something.
Is that an Android? Can you turn the sound off?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We're trying to be professional here, Mike.
He has a new toy.
He does.
45 minutes of this episode will be dedicated to it because there's nothing else going on
yeah,
today.
It's not a good week. Do we want to start with the new releases just to get it out of the way?
There's a Kinect game called Wrecketeer that you play some medieval like catapult-like device and it's Kinect-controlled.
It's Angry Birds, basically.
Yeah, basically. And then there's some stuff being ported to PC like Prototype and Inversion. Prototype 2 and
Which one's Inversion?
There's always stuff being ported to the PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, you know, kind of on the line of things being ported to the PC, I was on the phone with one of my buddies last night. I was talking about how you could really get by with just a PC for gaming nowadays, I feel like. With everything pretty much for Xbox eventually coming to PC in some loose port or another, like, you can play just about everything with the PC now.
Yeah, pretty much just not right away.
Yeah, if you're cool with waiting, but then you're going to get on Steam sale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I got exactly. Alan Wake for, like, $5. All of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got...
All the Wake.
Yeah, all of the Wake.
The whole Wake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. Well, I mean, I got the THU pack.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, Darksiders, the Saints Row, all the Dawn of War games... And those are just the ones I'm going to play.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I would hate to see how many games you actually own in Steam.
I haven't broken 100 yet. I know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm even that bought.
Yeah. I bought way too many indie packs. I buy indie packs like...
Yeah, I don't normally... I only bought the first... I think I bought the first one and the seventh one. Whichever one has the game in it. I forget. I don't actually know how you say that.
But I think it's an interesting time for PC gaming. It's something we've talked about over and over again, but the conversation my friend kind of reminded me of it, that PC gaming's really good now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's more the barriers. I think a big part of it, at least for me personally, but I think in general, is the ability to put an Xbox controller onto your PC.
And I think part of it, too, is how Microsoft is designing their like framework for designing games.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much if you make it for Xbox, it should be easy to port to PC.
Yes.
Because they have a common framework for that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely like there's drawbacks to it at this point, though, still. Like, I mean, for instance, anything Rockstar plays like shit, I think, on the PC right now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have two of the Grand Theft Auto games. I don't know why I bought them at the same time, and you can't even use your controller to play those. And just like the keyboard mouse thing does not work very well.
No,
that control
scheme.
I think it all comes into how much care the developer gives to it. And Rockstar, I think, is... I could see them, for some reason, using less of the Microsoft framework and plowing their own path.
Because
they tend to be pretty cutting edge with what they're making.
Well, it's kind of one of those chicken and egg things. Because I can imagine there are some companies that... I think EA has actually done a pretty good job of this. Where they don't... You know, companies may not see the returns on PC. But... So, you know, so they don't put the time to make it good, so they continue not to see the
yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, it's like I said, it's...
I got Need for Speed Hot Pursuit on the Steam sale, and it's fantastic to play.
Need for Speed, for me, always was a PC game, and I think they're still kind of in that mode.
But Criterion is making them now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, they were a traditional Xbox, PS2, PS3, you know, developer.
I suppose, yeah. Okay.
But it's one of those things where you plug in the controller and all the, hey, instead of hitting enter to continue, it's like hit A. You know, like they yeah. controllerify it. So, but that kind of leads me to my next ad hoc topic.
Okay.
We're doing production on the fly.
This is a very ad hoc show.
Yeah. Did you guys see Gabe Newell's proclamation about Windows 8 and why they're starting to port Steam to Linux?
I did not.
It came out kind of late today, right before we recorded. Basically, what he was saying is that Windows 8 is going to be a catastrophe, and we're getting ready to switch to Linux. And kind of within the, I think it was an All Things D article, so he said he envisioned some of the PC manufacturers and exiting the PC market because of Windows 8.
Really?
Yeah. And also the... something about like the Stardock CEO said something along the similar lines.
Well, okay, to be fair, the guy from Stardock, I forget what his name is, but he's been very kind of anti-console and very anti-status quo for a long time.
But this is Gabe.
Yeah, I mean,
in Gabe we trust.
That's true, but yeah, and I think that's a big deal. What'll be interesting with Steam on Linux is how they're going to handle compatibility. Because I can see like Valve games being...
Left 4 Dead has been announced for Linux already.
Yeah. I mean that's kind of, you know, the big strength of Steam is that there's so much out there that you can get, and if, you know, unless they're going to build something like Wine into it,
well, there are services that build on top of Wine to basically integrate like specific game packages.
And Wine, for people who don't know, is a Windows emulator.
But it's called Windows is Wine is not emulation.
Wine is not yeah.
So it's not really an emulator. It's more of a layer package.
Oh yeah, I'm speaking strictly layman's terms.
Oh okay. Here. Okay.
Gotta dumb it down a bit here. No.
Oh, Mike is here.
Yes.
Ha ha.
Well, how much exposure have you had to Linux?
Not really a lot, yeah, exactly. But I know enough to know what the heck Wine was. No.
Oh, well, I don't...
But, so I could see them doing like a layer like Wine or something like that.
It'd be interesting if they come up with almost like an Xbox Media Center style kind of distribution for Linux. That is, it's basically, this is now a Steam box.
Oh, so like basically, like, you know, when you download Ubuntu, it's a, you know, a distribution on a CD. It's a live CD, so you can use it before you install it.
Yeah,
and you dump it on there, kind of like a Steam distribution of Linux.
Absolutely, and I mean, think of the potential of that. If Steam came out with its own Linux distribution that was designed around games,
had like full support from ATI, Intel, AMD,
you
Nvidia,
know, simplified a lot of the hardware stuff. That would almost kind of, that could be an actual Steam console, like has been rumored for you know, several years.
Yeah, for sure.
If you just got to install it yourself, but if they can simplify the hardware
parts, or they can make the
it,
console if they want, or give you the distribution, you take your pick how you get it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's just they got to get the hardware figured out, because that's always the hardest part with Linux.
It's super easy now. As long as you have mainstream hardware, if you download like Ubuntu or something like that, it should install no problem.
I've been meaning to try a Linux up on the working computer, on the work computer upstairs.
Yeah.
So
if you're in the same boat, kind of from my background, I would say I'd recommend Ubuntu. It's the most user-friendly. Mm-hmm. They put the most focus into the usability of it, and they're kind of, you know, they have a new user environment called Unity. And if you're really nervous about like installing a
good song, by the way,
if you're nervous about installing alongside of your current OS, look up VMware Player or VirtualBox by Oracle, and they're free virtualization programs, mm-hmm. so you can try things out.
I can recommend VirtualBox as
well. VirtualBox is pretty good.
I've used that on occasion.
Yeah, so I mean, it's interesting because, you know, Valve was looking at porting to Linux, and the one thing Gabe said in the article is that the one thing he feels that's holding people back from adopting Linux is there's no game support. And he goes, people forget how much gaming will move OS sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be awesome. I'm sorry. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago that I've become so much of a PC gamer.
Yeah.
Especially since the Xbox died. But, you know, just since I got the Xbox controller working on my PC, I mean, I've been playing Darksiders, which is definitely one of those games that I used to play exclusively on console, because, you know, third-person action games, they're a bitch. I mean, kind of like what you were saying, Mike, with Grand Theft Auto, they're a bitch, mm-hmm. mouse and keyboard. And
that game is perfect controller integration.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I think it's a little slow. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just the function of the game, but There's a delay when I block. I don't know if that's just the way it is.
It could be the game.
Could be the game, too. So, I mean, everything else seems pretty responsive. So, I think it might be just the game.
I think I might
just suck.
Yeah, so
there's
That is the truth.
That's always a fair bet.
See, I think I'm going to do something like you when I move into my new place, is have my PC in the same room as a TV. So, I can just have the HDMI go to my monitor and one go to a TV. And output to the TV if I want to sit on the couch and play a game.
The one annoying thing that I have come across is, so I have a fairly old HDTV.
Okay.
Where it has just one HDMI port.
Ah.
So I have a switcher. But one thing I've noticed is that if I turn off the TV, it loses, because of the way that HDMI,
HDCP.
The HDCP works, where it detects hardware and all that stuff. If I turn the TV off, when I turn it back on, it can't find the speakers on my TV.
Yeah.
So what I have to do is actually have to go to the switcher, switch it to the other source, and then switch it back, and it kind of reacquires everything. So, but now I've just been leaving my TV on all day.
That has to be good for the power bill and the TV.
Well, yeah, I mean,
fuck the earth.
Yeah. I don't want to have to hit a button to get sound. It's very annoying.
Just get some wireless headphones.
Nah. It's not worth it.
Means you'd have to leave the house. That's another problem.
No, shit, I got Amazon. Shit comes to me.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. All right, I'm done with my ad hoc show.
No. That's something to talk about. Because, like I said, I've been playing just a ton of Darksiders. That's pretty much all I've been doing. That in Endless Space. And I now have a new level of geeky. I've leveled up a bit. With Geeky,
uh-oh.
We can talk about this now. Fuck it, because that's the kind of show it is.
There ain't no news today.
There ain't no news, really. There's this one or two stories, but we'll talk about that in a bit. So I've been playing Endless Space, which I talked about last week or two weeks ago. And great game. Now, one of the things that you can do is you exploit planets by setting kind of the focus. Could be food, money, science, or industry. You just kind of set those. And then within those kind of focuses, certain planets give you certain bonuses. So out of the gate, if you have got a Terran planet, those get a bonus if you focus on food. If it's a lava planet, you get a focus on industry and you get a bonus. Well, as you gain experience as you go through the tree, the benefits of those focuses will change. So Tundra will all of a sudden get a bonus if you focus it on industry or something like that. But it changes over time. So, you may get plus one food if you focus on food on this one planet type, but then later on it becomes plus two science. So maybe you want to switch it over so you get the most bang for your buck. It's really hard to track that. So I actually bought a little whiteboard, and different colored markers so that I can track, where am I at in terms of what planet type gets what bonus so that I'm always maximum efficiency.
I feel like you should start playing EVE Online.
No, because I'd have to quit my job.
You'd have to get a divorce.
I'd have to get a divorce. I'd have to stop going to the bathroom.
Think of all the money you'd save on toilet paper and soap.
We could always get you a catheter.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been through the experience, so...
No, I have not been catheter.
I thought you were catheter when you were having cancer.
No, there's no catheter, just a jug by my bed that I had to pee into.
It's like a Mountain Dew bottle?
Wider mouth.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, you needed to. I mean, look at me. But,
Oh, God. Really?
I love the fact that I've just passively offended Mike there. He's just so tired.
But. So kind of along the lines of things we're playing, I was hoping to talk about this last week, but of course, car troubles. So,
yeah.
I played 7 hours of Left 4 Dead 2 straight with 7 other guys. It was fantastic.
Did you have a cigarette afterwards?
I wish I would have.
Was it that good?
It was about 2 in the morning, and I was struggling to stay awake as I drove home, but it was fantastic. That is a perfect multiplayer game for noobs, because you don't...
If you're playing with other noobs, it is, yes.
There was one person there that knew the maps, but they weren't so good that they destroyed it for everyone else.
Well, the problem is with that game. The thing with that game, though, is that the AI, especially when you play in... Do you play a 1 or 2?
2.
Okay. So the AI is a little more improved than 2, the fact that, you're never going to get the same amount of zombies in the same points ever. In fact, you could go play that same map again and go through an area where you got just freaking ambushed and not see a single thing there. And then, you know, think everything's hunky-dory. 5 seconds later, you're getting pounded.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem with that?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I guess there isn't a problem. I misworded that. So it's kind of the... You can know the maps and still not succeed because you can't predict when stuff's going to come out at you.
No, it was a lot of fun. It was part of the crew I'm in Extra Life with that hopefully you guys will join with.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. We had the perfect amount of guys. I mean, Left 4 Dead 2 is an 8-player game. We had 8 players, and it was...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was only 4.
4-on-4.
4-on-4 if you play play the zombie versus survivors mode.
Yeah, and playing as the zombies is an absolute thrill.
See, I don't like playing as the zombies when I play the multiplayer because I feel like...
Have you ever done it in the same room as other people?
Like, no.
Well, I think that's the thrill is when you're sitting next to the person and you get them, and you like when you're the jockey and you pull them into a pile of zombies to their death, there's something so much more satisfying while sitting next to that person than sitting online.
And the other problem is that I think sometimes online when you play with complete strangers, there's not a lot of communication for strategy,
mm-hmm.
so you just kind of got every man for himself, and that doesn't work very well in that game.
No,
at all.
Yeah,
if you play every man for himself, you have to play as a team in that game.
I would say with the LAN party style, there was some planning, but more so like you would figure out who was the leader, and everyone would follow that person until it was like, fuck it, we're leaving you for dead. Everyone run, because there's that point where you just have to cut your losses and try and get points.
I always thought there should be like a meat grenade option where you throw it on a guy.
Like a sticky steak?
Yeah, a sticky steak. I like that. Where it's just like, go. That would be the ultimate just like, fuck you weapon.
What's really funny is
I
like
sticky steak.
I don't know why I thought of this, but I was watching one of those IGN Insider things, and when Left 4 Dead 2 came out, you know, they do all this is how you can get certain weird achievements. And one of the achievements is in one of the levels, there's a bridge you have to get across that's just got all sorts of crap on it and whatnot. Yep. And the achievement is crossing that bridge in like 2 or 3 minutes or something like that, which is... But what they tell you in the IGN thing to do if you're playing by yourself is kill your other teammates. Because it pretty much is the only way you're going to be able to accomplish this. Is you have to kill all the computer-assisted teammates.
Well, how does that help?
Because they will get in your way, and they'll, like, wander off, and you won't be able to...
A lot of the passageways on this bridge are, like, one person wide.
Yeah.
So if they're sitting in that one-person lane...
You can't get through.
Well, there was always that sort of unofficial mod / method of playing called Left to Die, where right at the beginning of the level, you kill off two of the people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just two players against everyone. So I think that was a Destructoid thing that they started doing that. But I always thought that was funny. It's like Left to Die. It's like,
do you decide ahead of time, or is everyone shoots until two people are dead?
I don't know what the protocol is.
Is it like the end of Reservoir Dogs?
Yes. Yes, exactly. But
so that would explain the random time where you're in the safe room and somebody just starts shooting everybody. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, that's just good old timey fun.
Yeah.
No, so I strongly encourage you guys to play like in a LAN party setting where mm-hmm. all of the people are there. It was a lot of fun. Red Bull and Mountain Dew helps.
I can definitely imagine. Well, since we're talking about such up-to-date games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Between Left 4 Dead 2 and Darksiders.
That's a beautiful segue to our next story.
That is. Slightly newer. Fez. Now, I think...
I just want to point out, I'm glad that we're never going to get to the point where we can segue without pointing it out.
So,
we're never...
That's all next week will be, is just segues and just lampshading them.
Dude, can we rent segues for next week?
You'd have to ask Courtney.
I think there's a place by his house that does it.
Probably.
Wait, are we just going to like drive through downtown on Segways
and
try to record?
Just Courtney's apartment.
Oh.
just do
it's big enough. We could do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, fez.
Yes, fez.
You have many of them. You like to wear them on Sundays.
I actually don't have any fezes.
Fezes are cool.
Which is weird because I am a big hat guy, but I apparently I'm very particular, and a fez of proper quality is very expensive.
Oh.
So I haven't bit on a proper.
I don't know why, but that sounds like a Diablo item you'd find, fez of proper quality.
There are fezes.
No, I know there is, but yeah. Like, so every time I see him, I'm like, oh. I want to make a character that looks like Doctor Who now.
I know. They don't look like a regular fez, though. They look like an old, like Middle Eastern style.
Like a Grandpa
fez.
Simpson
huge,
fez?
No, like huge. Like, more like a turban, actually.
Yeah, they don't look like the Shriner fez.
No, it's very, very disappointing. But I think it's a wizard item.
Yeah.
So that's why I never really used it, but... But anyway, but I played Fez.
I played a little bit of Fez.
You did? Did
I
you?
I liked it. I wish
Jeff really dug it. I know that.
No, I did not.
That's a perfect game for that. Is a mapping game.
Yes. No, he was telling me about the lengths he was going to. So,
well, I could have seen him like recreating the worlds in Lego and like tying them together by string.
That's actually kind of awesome. I would endorse that just because I want to see what that looks like in the end.
It's like, but I can't sleep anymore.
Just take over half of your apartment. Well, he's got the house now, so he's got extra room.
Yeah.
So it's just him and that tiny cat, so.
Living in Blaine.
Yeah. Lovely Blaine. Anyway, so apparently Fez has, or had, depending on the story, an issue regarding saves, where saves would basically just vanish.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
A lot of games seem to have that problem at some point.
I lost my Arkham City save.
Yeah, that was another one that had
that
issue.
Really?
Yep.
No, I don't think I've ever...
I heard about that. I never had the issue, but I heard a lot of people were having it.
As I was putting the disc, I'm like, man, I hope I didn't have the game, like, deleting save, you know, issue.
Yeah.
Gone.
See, that's what happened, is you thought about it, and then...
Yeah.
It's over.
I said Beetlejuice 3 times.
You should.
That's why you don't think too much during sex. I don't know.
In case your save game goes away?
Yes. Haven't you ever had that happen?
I've never saved my game during sex, so oh. I don't know.
Oh, I have.
Hey, honey, let me save Final Fantasy VII here.
Let me save this. And while I try to get that image out of my head.
What?
So,
Harry's dying?
So, Patch... So Fez... trying to power through this now. So Fez patched this.
Well, the patch didn't really work.
Yes. They tried to patch it. And it broke more things, so they backed it out.
So Bethesda made this patch.
No.
Oh.
Polytron did.
Polytron, yes. And now they're basically
Obsidian.
Now they're basically saying, Polytron being they here, that they are not going to fix this issue because Microsoft wants too much money, because you have to pay Microsoft every time you want to do a content release, mm-hmm. be it DLC or patches. And Polytron issued a statement. Saying, quote, Polytron and their investor Trapdoor, which I like to imagine is a guy. It's not a company. It's just this.
It's
this
tax Trapdoor.
Yeah. made the decision not to work on an additional title update for Fez. Microsoft Studios chose to support this decision based on the belief that Polytron/Trapdoor were in the best position to determine what the acceptable quality level is for the game. While we do not disclose the cost of title updates... this is Microsoft's statement. I apologize. So Polytron basically said it's too much money. They want, you know, I think they quoted at $10,000.
I thought it was like more than that. Like,
I think
heard 10 grand as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I've also heard 25,000. Okay. But everyone knows that it's a five-figure sum.
$1 million.
And so Polytron was bitching about this, about how Microsoft is you know, gouging us, so we're just not going to fix it, mostly because it only affects like 1% of people, and it's only people that have completed the game already.
Yeah, like if you were to buy the game and start the game, you should have no fear of hitting this bug, because they did fix it.
Yeah.
It's only for existing saves that are within a certain percentage of the end.
Yeah. So they decided, you know, it's not worth the cost, and this kind of caused a bit of a kerfuffle, because it was like, why is Microsoft charging for this? Even though I thought this was a known thing.
Uh-huh. But pretty sure it was. But it's the internet. They like to bitch about everything.
That's true. So, well, Microsoft responded that said that basically they worked together with Polytron to figure out what they want to do. Everyone agreed that the best way to go was not to... patch it. They say, while we do not disclose the cost of title updates, we did offer with Trapdoor to make sure that this wasn't a blocking issue. So there was apparently there was discussion about maybe lowering the price or something like that.
Sigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like a whole lot of... I mean, I think the more interesting thing in the article I read about it is that Polytron commented that if we were to release our games on Steam, we wouldn't have this issue because we're free to update on Steam.
Yeah.
Going back to our original conversation about how Steam rules.
It does.
And one of the things we keep hearing about the Xbox Live arcade model and the PSN model is that they're not necessarily developer-friendly.
No.
And we've heard some things where Steam necessarily isn't the most developer-friendly, but they seem better than the other two.
To me, the what I've heard about Steam in relation to developer-friendly is it's
Once you get into the party...
Yeah, the troubles are more initial certification and also just making sure that it hooks in properly.
Yep.
You know, getting things like achievements to work and things like that. It's a little tricky. Again, this is just what I heard, so I don't know if I'm not coming from a place of authority on this, but
you are a very authoritative though.
Well, that is true, but that doesn't mean I know what I'm talking about. Oh. I sound authoritative.
Fair enough.
Yes. Really?
That's what I've been told.
Huh.
So yeah, Steam rules. I think that's
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle and Steam.
Yeah, it's to a game like Fez, you would hope $10,000 wouldn't break their back. But understand that they are an indie studio and they're probably trying to get every dime they can so they can, you know, fund their next project. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I actually don't know what the sales numbers on Fez were. I know they were good, but I don't know if they were fantastic.
I would put it in the same group as Rayman Origins. It should have been better for a great game, right?
Yeah. That may be true.
No matter whatever the sales figures were, they should have been better. Because it is a great game, right?
I enjoyed what I played.
Yeah.
It was... I think actually Jeff ruined that game for me.
He told you the ending?
No, I knew the ending.
Oh.
But it was more just the amount of work involved in cracking some of that stuff. I remember reading an article about how someone figured out how to get this one particular anti-cube, and it was like involving a notebook of notes and cryptography and all of this crazy, crazy shit. And it's just like, I just have no interest in that.
I appreciate that games like that exist.
Exactly. And I'm glad that somebody's enjoying it. It's just, I'm glad it also doesn't have to be me.
Yeah.
So.
Fair enough.
Next story.
Speaking of sales figures, THQ, which is a company that I really dig, because it still exists, I should say. It's not gone yet. I've been reading a lot about the 38 studios closing, so I've been in the mode of, that company does not exist anymore.
What do they make? What does THQ make? Give us a reminder.
THQ...
Darksiders?
Darksiders. They make a lot of the Dawn of War games. It's not so much THQ, it's more their partners.
Yeah, they're the games... They're Relic, right?
Yeah, Relic is a big part of that.
And is Saints Row?
Saints Row's THQ
as
well.
Saints Row's under their thing.
Yep.
I think they still make all the WWE games.
Probably.
And they did make they were making the UFC games, but now EA owns the license on that.
Well, anyway, they've been having a spot of trouble, mostly due to the U-Draw fiasco, which we've talked about before.
Mario Paint.
And there was some concern that THQ is actually going to get delisted from the NASDAQ stock exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Because once your share price goes below, I think it's like $1.
$1 for 10 days in a row.
Yeah. They were given, they were told in January that they had 180 days to turn around or they were going to be removed from NASDAQ. And they did some very fun and sounds vaguely sexual, something called a reverse stock split.
That sounds painful.
It does.
So rather than saying we're going to give you two shares, if your stock's worth $10, instead of saying you have one share, you have $10, you now have two shares of $5, they said if you have two shares at 50 cents, you now have one share.
Of $5.
A buck, or, you know, just combined shares or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know how that's not a buyback, but...
I would guess that's what it sounds like. It's just restructuring the numbers? Question mark?
Yeah. Well, the stock market...
is good for just confusing the shit out of people.
They did a reverse call girl with a Western grip.
I have worked with the stock market now for 5 years in my day job. I still have no idea how the fuck that thing works. So it's all mumbo jumbo and, you know, who knows. But yeah, they did some stock shenanigans as well as reorganizing a lot of the board, including getting rid of the... I think the president. I'm trying to see here.
They got rid of some people.
Rid of a bunch of people. They announced that their new mice president. That's how they got out of it. It's now an all animal board.
Mm-hmm.
They got a mouse president.
Rin Tin Tin.
That's right.
Lassie.
Yes.
Flipper's ahead of QA.
Hey, if you want good, solid, then, bug-free software, put a dolphin in charge of it.
Exactly.
And then I think that raccoon from Pocahontas is in it, too. Miku? I don't know. Whatever.
You're reaching too deep into the bag. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I've never actually seen Pocahontas, now that I think about it.
Laurel's made me watch that once or twice.
Well, good for you.
Now that I have this, I can not pay attention anymore.
Like Simba or, you know.
No, I wanted to go obscure Disney sidekicks. I could have gone the weird dragon from Mulan.
But
that's not an animal.
Dragons are animals.
Are animals.
Serpents are animals.
You're racist.
Look, there's two. I forget what their the biological word. It's not family, but there's two
mythical and real.
No. It's plant or animal. Dragons are not plants. Therefore,
they are mythical.
They are animals. Mythical is irrelevant.
Where does the Pegasus and unicorn rank then?
Neither of them are vegetables, so they're animals.
Mythical.
No,
they're not a mineral either, so therefore are a.
That's right. Animal.
Animal.
So we like THQ. We don't want to see them die. But delisting isn't necessarily death.
It isn't, but it's really bad.
It's bad. It's a...
when you're putting nails in the coffin, it's towards the end.
Yeah.
Yes. The guy I was trying to think of is ex-EA chief operating officer and Rare co-founder Ron Moravec. He was actually signed on as the new vice president. And they did get a new president back in May. Mm-hmm. So... I wasn't crazy here.
They have some quality studios under their belt. You know, they just got to string together a couple good quarters and that stock price should shoot back up.
Well, they've got a couple big games coming out. They got the next Darksiders game.
Mm-hmm. They've been advertising like...
Yeah. Like crazy. I think they really, really need that to be good.
You like Zelda? You're not going to see a Zelda for a while. This is a Dark Zelda.
Yeah, it's really... It's like, if you wanted to play Zelda with Skeletor, that's the game for you. It's
Dark Zelda. Oh, my God. Call it. That's already got me excited.
Yeah.
Because, in the first one you played War, and the second one you're playing Death. So, you're basically Skeletor.
God, that's awesome.
I know. But they also got the next Metro 2033 sequel, which I don't think will make them a ton of money. But
no.
I know a lot of people really dug Metro, which I also was part of that THQ pack, which I probably will play, because I played a little bit of Stalker, and that's set in the same world.
Metro 2033 does not work in my computer for some reason.
Really?
It runs really sluggish.
Metro 2033, I've been looking at like video card specs, like kind of reviews.
Yeah,
they're pretty.
That is a benchmark game, which is weird, but for that reason. I'm guessing it's all the weird lighting they use because
it's. And since it was a PC only, they kind of.
No, it wasn't a PC only.
Metro 2033?
Yeah, that was a console
was
too.
It?
Yeah, that was also on console.
I was wrong.
I think we should verify this because I'm on Evan's side.
But. Anyway, they're also the South Park role-playing game.
Yes.
Is also a THQ property, and I think that will do pretty well for them. So, because that's THQ and Obsidian. So.
Uh-oh, it means it's going to be glitchy.
Well, maybe you should have some some positive thinking, some optimism.
No.
No? You can't do it?
No.
Can't be bothered?
Uh-uh.
Lame.
Not when it comes to anything that... Yep. Released March 2010 for Microsoft Windows and Xbox 360.
Yep. Wow.
So there. I actually
must have done nothing on the 360 then.
Didn't really. I also have another news story that I totally forgot until just like literally 2 minutes ago. So I'm going to play you for a moment and talk about this one. But
what does that mean?
No, I'm just because I didn't send it to you, so I have it in front of me, and you don't.
Oh, you're playing me by reading the story.
By reading the story, yes.
I thought you were insulting me. Somehow.
No.
Metro Last Light will be out for the Wii U.
Ooh.
La di da.
Yay, the world has rejoiced. For anybody, and this is a story, I think we covered this a while ago, because I'm pretty sure I brought it up or you brought it up, one of the two of us. But the
certainly not Ian. He's
no.
worthless.
Yeah, no.
Well, that,
I don't.
This
shit.
Might have predated you, is when we mentioned this story before. But the Monopoly lawsuit involving EA over the license for Madden has finally come to a resolution. So there is on the table right now, a $27 million settlement announced in the EA in the price-fixing lawsuit. So to give you kind of the long and short of this, this case was originally filed back in June 5 of 2008 in the United States District Court of Northern California. So this proposed settlement that was filed on the 19th would establish a $27 million fund for consumers who purchased a Madden NFL, NCAA football, or Arena Football League games published by EA. So this goes all the way back to GameCube, PS2, and Xbox. If you purchase a title from way back then, you may receive up to... Sit down for this one, guys.
I'm ready. $2.
$6.79 per game. Those who purchased a 7th generation title, so Wii, 360, or PS3, may be entitled to as... What's your guess?
$7.89.
$12.
Both wrong. As much as $1.95 per game under the terms of the proposed settlement.
$1, Bob.
But other interesting parts of the settlement, too, is that it also says in there that EA will not sign an exclusive license agreement with the Arena Football League, who anybody gives a shit really anymore at this point, for 5 years, and will not renew its current agreement with the NCAA, which expires in 2014 for at least 5 years, which I find interesting because EA was not planning on... That was the whole reason you can't link the NCAA and Madden games anymore is because...
They were going to lose the license.
Well, they can't work out the agreement on it anyways, and now it's for naught. So they can't re-sign that for 5 years after 2014. But in a proposed settlement has to be approved by the court, but it says nothing about Madden. Which, I mean, I presumably still think they're going to rework the Madden license, which that comes up for expiration.
That's such a moneymaker for them.
That comes up for expiration next year, I think, actually. Really? 2013 is when they have to renegotiate that.
I'm surprised that, like, I can't imagine NCAA football sold a lot. I mean, maybe the connections with Madden helped buoy the numbers.
It a little bit, but it was one of those things where the only reason it was making a lot of money is that they would put it out in such a weak time of the year.
Yeah.
So it was like the only game that was worth anything when they put it out in like June usually. Nothing comes out in the summer.
That's true. What I was thinking was I almost kind of want to see, I guess I don't want to see, but I'd be interested to see like a high school football game. And it could be fantasy, and obviously you don't want to deal with licensing.
Yeah, they kind of tried something with that with the last. I haven't played this year's NCAA football, but I know last year they had the race to the Heisman or whatever thing it was. It was basically you create a player. But what happens is you create a player in high school, and you're playing your senior year of high school. And it actually is pretty geographically like set up. Like I don't know why I decided to be Roseville. I mean, the mascots aren't the same. You can kind of make your own uniforms and mascots and whatnot. Good. So I was just like, okay, whatever. I'm going to be Roseville. But, I mean, it would be like... But it would just, like, be teams in the States. So it's like I'd be playing Mankato and Duluth randomly. And then North St. Paul and, just whatever random cities that they would have. But they would... I mean, it was like... I'm sitting here playing it. And I'm like, holy crap. I don't think most people know...
There is a North St. Paul.
Three quarters of these cities, of these schools that I'm playing against.
I just had a weird idea.
Mutant League high school football?
Well, along those lines, but instead of Mutant League, like Persona. Persona mixed with high school football. Yeah. So it's like all of the high school, like,
You're a weird kid.
I'm very strange.
You're very weird.
But yeah,
you have to deal like the drama, like the quarterback knocks up the cheerleader.
Yeah, you do that. You do all that kind of stuff. You could treat it like a strategy game. I mean, you do it almost like Football Manager if you remember that one, or Head Coach.
It's a little bit like you're almost thinking in a way like if you played Baseball Superstars. Yeah, you played Baseball Superstars. Yeah. So something kind of like that, for the Android and OS.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's just like you're playing the game, but you've also got this other background drama going on of your player trying to nail 5 different girls.
Yes.
So it's kind of a similar type thing, I think.
It's a Korean game.
Makes me sad that you want this.
I'm not saying
I want... You want high school people to have drama.
No, I think there would definitely be an interest, and I kind of share your idea in this to a point that I've always kind of wished there was more to sports games than just the sports element of it. Like, there, you wish there was a little more of the personal level where you had to deal with, like...
NBA Elite.
You just even had, you know, like, you're playing Madden, all of a sudden, you know, oh, Ben Roethlisberger decided to go to Vegas again, now he's suspended for 6 games, or just some BS like that,
just
where you just
more,
get random...
More outside the game.
Yeah, stuff. More outside the game that affects the game. You know, like...
Well, did you play Head Coach?
A little bit.
I think it was called Head Coach.
Yeah, you did the EA Head Coach game where it was all the just... And I liked it because I am weird in that I love the managing aspect of sports games, too. Like, I have sat down and played a game of The Show or Madden and not actually played a single game of football or baseball. Like, I've been sitting here doing all the micromanaging of trades, renegotiating contracts.
You should never play EVE Online. Evan should.
Why do you wish?
Because I see
me?
This as a dark hole for you, but for Mike, I think he could handle it.
Yeah,
I don't get enough done at work as it is. I don't want to have to be worrying about
the EVE stock exchange.
You know, if I had gotten in on EVE when it first started, I probably would have gone nuts for it. Now, like, I read about it and there's just so much crap going on that I just the barrier to entry,
the
just
fact
seems...
that they like encourage griefing to some extent scares crap out of me.
Griefing?
Yeah,
explain.
You never heard the term griefing?
No.
Making fun of, giving grief to someone.
Oh,
kind of. It's like
teasing.
It's like it's like trolling basically. Yeah. But in game.
Yeah.
Huh. So I completely understand. And like, I like the idea of EVE, but I think if they would almost need to, like, do a complete, like, reboot of the universe.
In a way, like Cataclysm World of Warcraft?
No, like a retcon, like a full economic retcon.
Yeah, just everyone starts over.
Ooh, I think that'd piss a lot of people
off
in that universe.
Oh, yeah, it would.
So I think
someone would firebomb Iceland.
Yeah,
I think
that would go over so well.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that's what it would take to get me into it.
So, yeah. Anyways.
So, yeah, that's it for the news. There ain't jack shit going on.
Not a lot, really. A lot of business.
A lot of business.
Business. Business and stuff, so.
So, do you want to talk about your new toy?
You know, you make it sound like so begrudgingly. Like, I even said, I'm like, I don't have to mention it.
Give us the 2-minute overview.
No, it's more I'm just not comfortable with you being happy about something.
Yeah,
why aren't you comfortable with me being happy about
something? I'm not
used
to it. It's weird.
It's like new underwear. It feels weird and stretchy.
It's for once I'm excited about something and it actually is like, I'm still happy with it after I get it.
Your joy irritates my crotch line is what I'm saying.
I think what's interesting was the 2 weeks of pain and suffering leading up to the joy.
Yeah.
Your Twitter account was just filled with rage.
Well, I was really getting irritated with the fact that there just was no sort of correspondence as to when, you know, you pre-ordered this and then there's no, like, I mean, there's no date on it, which was one, I'm like, okay, I get that. But some sort of update, just something, would have been nice. And once they finally came out and they're like, we're sorry, we've kind of gotten caught up, it's coming, you're going to get it this week. I was like, okay, that's all I needed. Now I'm okay.
Now, didn't the original page say like 2 to 3 weeks?
Well, so it kept changing a lot. It was originally when you would go to pre-order, it would show 2 to 3 weeks. Then one day, all of a sudden, both of them go to 3 to 4 weeks randomly. And then it changed back to 2 to 3 later that day. Like, everybody's like, okay.
They found another box.
Yeah. They're like, all right. And then all of a sudden, what was happening around like a couple days before they finally emailed everybody is all of a sudden the 16 gig, which had just sold out of everywhere, that they were like, because the 16 gig, you could get at like Staples and GameStop and other places. The 8 gig is exclusive to Google Play. So you cannot get that in retail. You have to order it through Google. But I don't think Google kind of thought, gee, we're releasing something with no expansion slots that's all based in like cloud storage. Of course, the 16 gig is going to be the higher in demand one out of it. It's only $50 more for...
I don't think they didn't think of it. I just don't think they understood how big the draw would be for it.
Well, right. I mean, when you put something with this kind of specs at a price point of $250, it's going to have a big draw. I mean, this is... I mean, I will agree with all the reviews. This thing makes the Kindle Fire, I mean, look like nothing anymore.
Well, I think the big difference there is the fact that you have full Android. With the Kindle, they basically take Android, they make it an Amazon operating system, and it locks you out a lot from a lot of the Android goodness. Where this one, you get the full Android goodness.
I mean, and you can still activate and go to that Amazon stuff. I mean, I can do Amazon MP3 on here. I can do the Kindle store in here.
But there's a subtle difference. Is you can do the Kindle store, but you can't do the Kindle lending library, and I don't think you can do Amazon Video on Demand.
No, I still can.
You can't do the lending library for sure.
No, I don't know. I know you can't do the lending library, but I could do Amazon Video on here. In fact, I prefer that over, you know, I prefer a lot of the Amazon stuff, their marketplace, over the stuff on the Google store. Because the Google store is trailing significantly between, you know, from Amazon and the iTunes store as far as the content they can offer right now.
Well, they also just started, Amazon's been established for half a decade.
Yeah, and, you know, iTunes has just been, has more money than they know what to do with. So
well,
they
iTunes
can
have been there for over a decade almost now, I bet.
They've been there for quite some time, so.
I mean, Google Play is brand new, so. Yeah.
So, I mean, once they finally said something, I was like, all right, I'm totally happy. And then it came a day earlier than I thought it was. It was actually funny because when they shipped it Thursday morning, I get the email and it was kind of like Christmas, getting the email that it was shipping. And so being like, you know, having OCD about it, so I go and just, I log, when I get to work, I check it again just to see, you know, what was shipping with it, just to see if there's any sort of update because I'm fascinated anytime I get anything from UPS or whatever. And it was already in Minneapolis 3 hours later. So it was already there by the time I got home, and they had just shipped it that morning, even though they said overnight shipping, because they upgraded everybody to overnight shipping because of, you know, sorry, we didn't tell you what was going on for weeks. But it was just funny to me.
Well, it's a happy ending.
Yeah, so.
Damn it.
I know. I'm not used to it.
All right, so what do you think of it?
I mean, you want the short version or kind
of? So you have an Android phone right now.
Yeah, I have an Android phone.
So you're already aware of the Android goodness.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm already familiar with, you know, I have a lot of the same apps that I have.
So what surprised you? What was the one big thing that you? What was the one thing they had that surprised you that you didn't think you would like or didn't expect to like about it?
I did not think it was going to be as smooth as it made it out to be.
Okay.
Like, I was really convinced that I've had, I don't know how many, I think this is my second or third Android phone I've had, and every one of them seems to have some, like, it doesn't run exactly how I thought it was going to run. And it might be that I tend to not get the latest and greatest, whereas now I have something in my hand that's this is the brand newest version of the OS. Yep. I think my phone still...
You're still gingerbread, I bet.
On my phone?
Yeah, 2.3.
Yeah, I think I'm still in gingerbread on that phone, so I'm not... This is 4.1.1.
To go tangent on that, Lifehacker had a really good article written about the fragmentation of the Android marketplace, and it has a lot of implications for gaming, too, because as a game developer, you have to develop for so many different operating systems, and it's something like less than half of the manufacturers are keeping their phones up to date in any responsible time.
Mm-hmm.
And their argument was, like, if you want to be a part of the Android ecosystem, buy Nexus devices. So either the Nexus phone or the tablet.
Yeah.
And then that way you always get Jelly Bean, you always get the latest update.
I mean, and it's great because, like, I can play with everything now. Like, there's apps that I can pull up on here through the Play Store that don't even show up on the phone.
Yep.
You know, and it's just, it's really neat in that respect. There's just all this stuff you can do on it.
Still no Jetpack Joyride, though.
Dude, that game is awesome.
I know.
The other thing that really surprised me with this too is that I really was a little hesitant on how a 7-inch screen was gonna, you know, was gonna handle, you know, because I've seen Evan's. Yours is a 10-inch screen, right? And I was always kind of worried when I first pulled it out of the box, and I'm like, okay, am I really gonna get away with the 7-inch? Is it really going to be? Is everything gonna be readable and whatnot? But I mean, I've been reading comics on it. I've been watching movies on it, reading books. I mean, it's 7 inches. Is, you know, I've been pulling up the news articles for today on it. 7 inches is no, you know, it doesn't really bother me at all. And I mean, and the screen is very,
really
very
don't
clear.
Do it.
Really,
don't do it.
Really biting my tongue here, but anyway,
what? Evan likes a good hard 10 inches.
I, you know.
No, go. No, I want to hear what you have to say.
No,
it was a dick joke.
I was going to make a dick joke. Is really what it was.
Oh. You're going to basically say that, yeah, okay. Satisfied with small things. Okay, I get it.
It was more just, you know, 7 inches is plenty adequate. It's just the way you were saying it was very funny.
So,
because again, I'm 12.
The complaints, I will totally say that this thing would be in competition with the iPad if it had the things, if it had just a couple little things. And there's stuff that I don't even care about, but I just know that the general market out there. I mean, there's a lack of a rear facing camera, which I think anybody who takes a lot of pictures with their tablet is dumb and awkward, because I've seen it happen and it's weird.
Business devices, though, that's where and
that's exactly where I've talked to people about it. Is like, but there's business applications of that. Same goes with the lack of 3G and 4G support.
Yep.
Personally, I don't care, but I can see that if this thing had that for business implications, and some people, you know, just want to be connected on it at all times, because there is, I mean, the disadvantage of having a lot of your stuff on cloud storage is you don't have access to, like, your music library, for instance, if you don't have a Wi-Fi connection.
Yep.
You can still get, you know, the books. I mean, I've, you know, the books or the magazines that
they're
I've got.
They're small enough.
Yeah, you can still get those offline, so you don't have to be connected for that. But your music library, I mean, there's a huge advantage of that. You have, on the Google Music Store, you can upload your own music, and up to 20,000 songs they will store. Can't get a single one of them if you're not in a Wi-Fi connection.
Yep.
But
you could create that connection with your phone.
Well, you could, yeah. I mean, if you want to go that route. I mean, that's all kind of contingent on, do you have a data plan on your phone that allows you to tether it or something of that nature.
And
I think
you do, right?
I do, yeah. I have it, yeah. So my plan that I have through Verizon was the choice was either 5 gigs of data or 4 gigs with the option to use it as a hotspot. And I was like, well, I'm never going to use 4 gigs as it is, but I'll use it as a hotspot.
You can get a 2 gig plan without tethering.
Yeah.
For $20 less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was just like, I would like the ability to use this as a hotspot, and we get it cheaper because of Laurel's work. But, I mean, for $250 what I paid for it, it's definitely, I mean, it's awesome. It fills all my needs in a lot. I can even, you know, I've wrote articles on this thing. I just pull up the Google Drive, you know, and can do all my writing right there. You know, do all sorts of stuff like accessing, I mean, obviously, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. Interesting little thing I noticed on here was Netflix runs great on this thing. I can, you know, flip the screen and it'll go horizontal or vertical. Hulu Plus doesn't do that. Only lets you view it vertically.
Is there a setting? Because I know there are some applications that let you lock the screen.
Yeah, I mean, if there is, I haven't found it yet.
Really? Okay.
But I know, like, a lot of the applications I've used, like, I mean, the Game Boy Advance emulator, for one thing. Beautiful when you flip it horizontally. Because you just got your, you know, your pads over here.
Yeah,
and
I've got the
there.
Super Nintendo emulator on mine.
Yeah.
So
beautiful when you flip it on that.
Dirty pirates.
The comic book reader on here. I mean, beautiful. You can flip it on there too. What?
Damn dirty pirates.
What about the stealing food from orphans app? How does that
work? I have not gotten very far into the stealing food from orphans app yet.
Just taking sandwiches at this point.
Yeah, just taking sandwiches.
He just hits them with the tablet right now. Whack.
See, that's where the 7-inch screen comes.
Yeah.
Becomes a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because you can't get enough kind of momentum.
Right. I have
it.
To have a lot of more a lot more force behind it versus his big bulky thing.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you know, when it comes to beating orphans, a 10-inch screen is necessary.
Yeah. I mean. But, yeah, I mean, this thing, you know, you've handled it, obviously. It's light.
So I haven't really played it yet. Yeah,
it's,
I mean, it's
light.
It's
you can hold it
light.
With one hand and comfortably, too.
It's no Kindle, but that's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I noticed on it is there's, like, a leatherette back to it, which gives it a nice texture to hold.
Yeah.
And as an iPad owner, you know, you got that brushed aluminum on the back, which is kind of annoying to hold because it doesn't feel that grippy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that. The screen looks nice. You've been commenting the battery life is really nice.
Yeah, the battery life is just, like, I've been using it as much as possible lately to just kind of test the limits of it to see, you know, for my full review on it. And even using it a lot, I think I charge this thing every third day
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yeah, and as an iPad owner, I mean, like I was telling Mike beforehand, like, I don't use my iPad a whole lot, probably an hour or so every day, but I charge it probably once a week.
Yeah.
Because those batteries on there will last, like, legitimately 10 hours.
I think that's what, yeah, they were saying on, I can't remember whose review of it I was reading.
Engadget.
Like Engadget or somebody like that. But they said, yeah, they went 10 hours straight on it.
Yeah.
Like, just constantly running it without letting it even go to sleep for 10 hours, and that's when the battery finally got.
So now one comment you made on Twitter that I thought was kind of funny was that you're like, why would they even put Google Maps on here?
Yeah.
Google Maps on a tablet is fantastic.
Well, but here's the thing. Google Maps on a tablet is fantastic, but if it's a Wi-Fi only device, that seems to defeat the purpose.
You can still get pretty good location based on Wi-Fi triangulation.
And there's still a GPS.
I think there's a GPS.
Yeah, I know. It seems very odd to me. I mean, kind of like there's also the whatever it is you put in these for the basically operates like a compass.
Yeah, they seem like silly apps, but like as a tablet owner, when I was in
and maybe I haven't tested that yet. I mean, that's certainly something I do want to try before I really release my full review on it, but
like, so when I was in Montreal, we were looking for restaurants, and a great way to, I think, share, you know, kind of looking for restaurants or looking for a place to go, someone just put the tablet in between you and just kind of slide around and see what's around there. I mean, you're not going to use it for navigation, but when you're kind of sitting in your hotel room or kind of sitting at a cafe trying to figure out what next, actually the map programs on those devices are fantastic for doing that kind of thing.
So since this is a video game show, have you played any video games on it other than the emulators?
I have played a little bit of stuff on here. Nothing major at this point. However, just for you, this was the first thing I downloaded on it. This was for you, Evan, as I went and got NFL Flick Kicker.
Oh, you did?
I did. I did go get NFL Flick Kicker.
The legend.
The legend, yeah.
So how is it?
You know, surprisingly, a little more entertaining than I thought it was going to be, which was the funny part, because I'm playing this and I'm like, I just wasted a dollar. I'm like, I bought it and I'm like, I wasted a dollar on a game that's just going to be dumb. No, I mean, it's challenging and it's entertaining. You know, I mean, there's more to it than just, all right, line up the kick and flick it. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, adjusting of the ball and all. I mean, for a dollar, it's a relatively fun little game. I mean, so it's, I mean, there's, it was funny because I was reading the reviews and everybody is really in love with NFL Flick Kicker. Then they have NFL Flick Quarterback, which apparently not so good.
What do you flick a quarterback at?
You're passing the ball, but you're doing it just flicking on your touchscreen.
That's stupid.
But yeah, everybody's just like, it's dumb. And the other puzzling thing is I don't see any EA logo on it whatsoever. So I'm like, how did the license work on that?
Well, if the NFL is releasing it themselves, they don't.
That's possible, but also play a little bit with the Minecraft tablet demo.
The EA's Madden exclusivity does not extend to mobile games.
Okay.
I believe that is true.
Okay. I wasn't aware on that.
Because there was an NFL mobile game not made by EA.
Yeah. And I couldn't find Madden on here, so I wonder if they delisted that.
It might not be available for tablets.
Huh. Interesting.
Or it might not be available for Jelly Bean.
Yeah, that's possible too, so. But yeah, played a little bit with the Minecraft demo. I'm glad I got the demo because I don't really understand the obsession with that game.
You've never played Minecraft before?
No, I mean, that was kind of my first real, you know, thing, kind of playing with it on.
You don't strike me as the kind of guy that would enjoy Minecraft.
Why is that?
Evan's trying to be nice.
No, I want to hear.
It's not even a nice thing. It's like, you aren't that much of like an experimenter. At least I don't get the impression. Like you're not one of those kind of guys that will just go off and wander around and just you know.
Except for Fallout 3.
Well, yeah, but you know.
But that's a different obsession.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, all you do in Minecraft is like when the sun goes down, things come try to kill you, and when the sun's up, you mine things to basically combine different resource types into different items.
Okay, see, the game doesn't really tell you that.
There is no instructions.
I'm just sitting here. I'm like, okay, I've just got random bricks. I'm just going to start throwing stuff
around.
Yeah,
so like your original crafting area is a 2x2. Uh-huh. And if you build a crafting table, you get a 3x3 grid. And one of the first rules of Minecraft is go to the Minecraft wiki about initial crafting, because they'll teach you how to make a pickaxe and a hoe and a shovel and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe if I play with them more, I'll understand the appeal.
Like, you can make TNT, you can make rail cars, you make stuff like that.
But I'm just like, I don't get it. Played a little bit of this game called Glow Hockey, which, I mean, it's basically just, you know, air hockey on it.
I played that.
Which
it's fun.
It's stupidly entertaining. Let's see here. I'm going through whatever. I've downloaded Oregon Trail for it, but I have not actually played it yet.
I keep meaning to download that, and I just never get around
to it. Well, it's free, so I'll play a little bit of, like, a skee-ball game that apparently is terribly unresponsive. This rollerball. Play a little bit of Sonic CD that they released on here. I just played the free version of it. You know, it's Sonic CD just for a tablet, and the controls are not as responsive as you'd like them to be. There's another game I played called Nine Innings 2013, which basically my short review of it is, remember RBI Baseball?
No.
Oh, neither one of you played RBI Baseball? Okay. Well, no. Apparently these people did a lot, and apparently they think 20-some years later it's still okay to put out a game like that.
Well, all right then.
So, I mean, it's all the licensed players, but not the teams. So...
All right. Then.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's been the games I've been playing with it. I'm hoping to get some more in here eventually as it is. I mean, I haven't even used up all the space, but, you know, like I said, I've been using this for a lot of reading and stuff like that at the moment.
Tower defense games?
You know, I don't know if I've played a lot of tower defense games. That's a genre I'd like to get more into.
I don't know if it's available for the Nexus. I know it's available for the Zoom because I've got it. See if you can find Samurai versus Zombies.
Okay.
It's a side-scrolling tower defense game.
Oh, and I did actually download on live for this, so I will be playing with that as well. And apparently it has been told to me through news articles that I cannot remember that one right there.
Yes, that's... Okay. Yeah. Samurai versus Zombie Defense, that's right.
That they will be adding controller support for on live to this here in the next month or so.
Nice.
So that'll be something that, yeah, so once I play around with that some more, I mean, that'll be interesting. I mean, that was kind of another appeal for it, too, is I totally spaced out as of like, oh, yeah, I can play on live on this thing and play some games.
What controller would you use? Just a Bluetooth controller? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because this thing is Bluetooth enabled, so.
Yeah, but let me warn you, with the Bluetooth,
mm-hmm.
that will destroy your batteries.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I've started watching movies on the bus with my tablet, and I use my Bluetooth headphones, and yeah, that just, it whips through the batteries real quick.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, no. I actually have buttons on mine now to turn off the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi for when I'm on the bus, so I can turn off the Wi-Fi, because... You know, I'm not going to get any connection on the bus.
Right.
And then I'd turn on the Bluetooth so that I can watch my Mystery Science Theater.
Right on. Yeah, I did notice that I'm having some issues that... I don't know, what file formats does yours support? Do you have to put everything in MP4?
For movies?
Yeah.
Well, I have a program called Mobo Player.
Okay.
Which will play just about anything.
Mobo Player?
Yeah, M-O-B-O, Player.
M-O-B-O, okay. Yeah. I was actually trying to look for something that...
There's no VLC?
There is, but it doesn't work well.
What?
Yeah. It's and I actually don't know if there's a VLC, like an actual VLC Android. There's a bunch of VLC, like, remote apps.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's a Roku remote app, too, that I was just like, well, it comes with a remote. Why would I need to use this? I don't...
But no, I'm a big fan of Mobo Player. It'll play just about everything I've played.
Because I've got files and all sorts of stuff, so I was like... But apparently the only format I can get to work on here is MP4.
Yeah, what they'll do is, what Mobo Player includes is software rendering. Okay. So if the device you have can't render it, it will say, okay, I'm switching to software rendering.
Okay.
And you're going to get a little bit of a lack of performance. You might lose a little clarity, but it's...
I mean, if I'm watching, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000, that's already a 20-something-year-old video anyway.
You also have a quad-core CPU.
Yeah, I have a quad-core CPU and a nice little NVIDIA... card in this,
yeah, so
in this,
I don't think there's
going to
be a
so.
Huge drop off in quality at
no,
all. But
so.
But yeah, I've been very happy with Mobo Player. Well, so
I am downloading that now as well. So
alrighty.
But yeah.
So shall we wrap up? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, next week, very sad, but also very fun. It will be our last show. We're currently planning on it. Looks like we'll be recording in our old, one of our old home bases, Courtney's apartment. We're going to get all six of us involved. So it's going to be quite the extravaganza.
And the very important seventh member, the mini taco bar.
Ashley did offer to make, give us a mini taco bar. So, so
this has to happen.
This has to
it's
happen.
It's the only way I'm showing up now.
Yeah. And liquor.
But and
it,
liquor.
You know, we're really, you know, it sucks. Well, you know, I don't want to say it sucks that we're leaving. I mean, there is a part of it that, that sucks that we're finishing the show. But again, given what we've got planned ahead, I'm really looking forward to the new stuff.
Evan is going to join a competitive thumb-twiddling pro league.
Oh, I've been banned from the sport from doping.
No. And betting. He's the Pete Rose of thumb-twiddling.
Yes. Yeah.
But the stuff we got planned is going to be awesome. But looking ahead specifically to next week, I kind of want to do like an all-request show. Like, we're only going to talk about topics that our listeners want us to talk about.
Okay.
So if you want to bring up old debates, if you want to get our opinion on something, if you just want us to cover anything, let us know.
One last time.
One last time.
This is your chance.
You can just email us at yags@fancypantsgangsters.com or leave messages in the comments or the show notes or anything like that. And we'll try to do as much kind of listener based material as we possibly can.
Or, you know, we can also send us, you know, stuff on the Facebook or on the Twitter and
yes.
stuff like that too. Yep. So
I kind of want to go out that way. The response that we've gotten from people that have mentioned that, you know, they're sad to see the show go, and but they're looking forward to the next. I mean, that has been huge. I mean, we've gotten many messages from people on Twitter and Facebook just saying, you know, it's, you know, I'm going to be really, you know, sad to see you guys go, but I'm looking forward to the new stuff. And that's super heartening for me.
Yeah, I mean, that honestly choked me up a little bit when I saw some of that. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, that was super cool. So yeah. So we really appreciate that. Not that we're fishing for more compliments this week, but all I'm going to say, seriously, just wait. Just wait till we can talk about the new thing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome.
It will be.
I don't want to oversell it, but, you know. Because there's still a lot of pieces that need to be put in place.
Everything's going to grow his penis to 12 inches.
Not so all much the better. All the better to Orphan Bash.
Not.
And I've shot Ian down.
That's so vile. That is so disgusting. You can say so many perverted things, but you just alluded to whacking orphans on the head with a pecker.
To be fair, I did not specify where on the orphan.
You said their head.
No.
And these are orphan heads.
No, I just said orphan whacking. It's not. This is what you can expect on the new show. No. What were you going to say, Ian, before I interrupted you?
That's just so goddamn vile.
Your head is now filled with images of...
No, it's not filled with anything. I'm trying to empty it. I'm going to my happy place.
Anyway. So, yeah, next week will be our last show. Then we're taking probably about at least a month or so off. But as I said last week, you know, if you're just started following us on Facebook or Twitter, keep following us. We're going to keep the accounts up. We're going to still be posting stuff until we get the new show started.
We're going to post pictures of Ian
hitting orphans.
Yeah.
No.
We're just going to Photoshop your head into like
into
all sorts
Evan.
Of vile things. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but I'm really looking forward to the new stuff. And I'm looking forward to next week. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I know Jeff's really excited to be coming back on the show.
Jeff wanted to do like trivia, I think, didn't he?
There's so much he wants to do.
So if you don't make requests, Jeff is going to go insane.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
I think the problem is I think Jeff wants us to be like a 7-hour long show if it would be up to him.
Strap in. It's going to be
next week might be a long show.
This is going to be Lord of the Rings extended edition.
Hells yeah.
Not as cool though.
Well, no, nothing.
I don't know about that. We might be equal.
No.
It's possible.
Don't blaspheme.
Don't blaspheme?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's blaspheme is the verb tense of blaspheme.
You're pulling a me now and making up words.
I'm no English major. I have 2 degrees in science.
Science! Anyway. So, thank you guys very much for listening. Big thanks to Ian for coming on the show.
Goodbye, folks. We still have t-shirts left. They're at shop.fancypantsgangsters.com. They're now collector's items.
Yes. Well, the YAG shirts were collector's items before, because that was back when we were twice a week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they're now doubly collector's items.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So. Impress your friends. Be retro.
You see, you know, you got to appeal to the hipster generation out there, because right. It's something that won't exist anymore after a while. It's old.
Evan's making new Coke. That's what this is.
Exactly. You're what? Wait, why did I disagree with something that I didn't quite understand?
that's par for the course, though. But don't compare the new show to New Coke.
New Coke was fantastic. It tasted just like Pepsi. That is a joke, everyone. That is a joke.
Yeah, but like nobody likes New Coke.
That's the joke.
Okay.
I want to hit you.
I just don't want you to jinx the show, is what I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see? Bet you feel stupid now.
No, I took it
back. Next week he's going to call it Crystal Clear Pepsi.
Dude, that shit was awesome.
That was good. I was a fan of Crystal Clear.
I also like Surge and Kick.
Well,
and
yeah, Surge was amazing.
We've talked about this on the Well Fed Guide this week, but you know, I've gone the summer without any soda, which for me is
that's because you were rebuilt into
no.
a new
I
machine.
I thought I saw you drink like ginger ale like 3 weeks ago.
No,
really?
Nope.
Oh.
No. I've been completely soda free since mid or early May now. But,
and look where it got you in the hospital.
Yeah.
It did.
Your body couldn't handle it anymore.
I think so. But the because of the Dark Knight, Mountain Dew has a new flavor that's unique to Dark Knight. And I wasn't positive that it would still be around when my time is up, because I've got like 3 weeks left before my self-imposed soda ban is done.
Yep.
So I actually am stocking up on the new, I think it's like a black cherry flavor of Mountain Dew. It's supposed to be good. So, but I've got a 2-liter upstairs.
Does it make you sound like Bane? I hope so. Because I want to hear you do, I just want to hear your voice trying to sound like Bane, like Thomas Hardy's Bane. Now you're going to try to do it, aren't you?
No, because
you're thinking about it.
No, there's plans in the works along those lines. That's all. That's all.
Trying to sound like Bane.
That's all I'm going to say. Stay tuned to the voice acting show.
You got Thomas Hardy on your show?
I can't say anything yet. So, but just stay tuned to the show.
Evan's just going to make the whole rest of the show and being like, "Now you have permission to die."
That was more.
That's what he sounded like in my head.
I know what he sounds like to me.
Is that Sean Connery?
I think that was like Chris Farley doing a Sean Connery impression.
Yeah, it's what he kind of sounded like to me, though.
I'll take the penis, Mikey.
Anyway, enough about Ian's penis. Thank you very much for listening.
The pen is... you get Celebrity Jeopardy.
Thank you very
YouTube
much
it.
For
it's
listening.
Oh, wait, we didn't mention other things.
Yeah, we didn't say goodbye to Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Busy thinking about Ian's penis. Mike...
Well, I'm glad you're not thinking about my penis. Thank you very much.
Now I am.
and
so much penis.
Just a bag of dicks.
Oh, man.
If I didn't think we'd get in trouble in iTunes for naming this episode that, I would.
Thank you, everyone, again, for listening. And, again, it really means a lot to us for the bunches of you that have, you know, said stuff to us. I mean, I have access to the YAGS feed on my phone, and it just, like, I read that. And I even, like, said something to Laurel. I'm like, wow, I didn't think we had this many people that were impacted by it.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see that. So, and it's, you know, I mean, you know, again, we're not fishing for compliments, but it's just, you know, you never think about that. I've been putting stuff on the internet for years, and you're like, oh, people do listen to this.
People listen.
So that being said, though, you can still, we're going to, like we had said many times before, we're going to keep the Facebook and the Twitter open, so you can look us up Yet Another Gaming Show on Facebook. You can also still follow us on Twitter, YAGSFPG.
All right. And we actually had somebody mentioned... on Twitter that they just discovered us. They were very upset there was but they had a great idea. Go back through the archives.
We talk about nothing current.
Yeah,
so it's perfect idea.
Yeah, I mean it totally works.
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty rare that we talk about anything timely, and they really never get that much more focused.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
in fact, if anything.
Yeah, so So yeah, I would just say go back and listen. I mean, we've got over 300 episodes, so there's got to be at least one or two that are good. So, you know, go and try to find them, kids.
You should play a game and find how many times you predicted something and you were wrong. That's the game.
I'm sure that's happened quite a bit.
Our listeners should try to find.
I still want someone to go through all the episodes and write down all of our vault ideas. Just so that we can properly
have the vault.
Have the vault.
The vault is a make-believe place that Evan
we're just
going to
keep it as a Google Doc now.
I think we should. I think that's a great idea. It'll be my high school football drama game and Ashley's fishing license idea. That'd be the only thing in the vault right now.
No, I don't want the fishing license idea in the vault. No, that was the dumbest.
I really need to find what episode that was in.
That was the dumbest thing ever.
But anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. Thanks for all your support. And we'll see you next week for the last time.
Goodbye.
Evan's gonna grow his penis to 12 inches.
All the better to Orphan Bash.